It's hard for a person to find the time to sit down and write a letter, but we appreciate it when you do it.
Yeah, I think electric lunch is a pretty good idea, too.
Yeah, did you enjoy today?
Yeah.
Psychedelic Sunday. Got a lot of good old stuff on today.
Okay, well, take it easy.
Thanks for calling.
Right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. I have a question and a comment.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want to get too personal or anything, but I've always kind of wondered, what do DJs listen to when they go home? And here's my image. You know, they play a bunch of Led Zeppelin and AC/DC and stuff, and then they get home. On goes the King Crimson and the old Pink Floyd and stuff.
Well, probably every DJ at this radio station has personal tastes in music, and I'm sure they're all different.
Well, it's not necessarily what they play.
Oh, no.
Well, that's good. Pardon me.
Well, you know, when you hear the Led Zeppelin and the stuff all day long, it's nice to go home and throw on something a little different.
I can imagine how your mind must feel after all day's worth of AC/DC. My comment is, I think we should do a favor for some of the artists that come to town, like Frank Zappa. And I know his last concert did not sell out.
It was far from sold out, yeah.
Yeah. So if, you know, you talk about being responsible to, like, the public taste. Well, don't you think that a radio station should not only reflect taste, but kind of educate people? And so if people knew that Frank Zappa has some, you know, excellent music, maybe more people would show up. Like, he's coming to Northrop, I guess.
Frank Zappa has been around for an awfully long time, and if people don't realize...
They don't.
What?
There are people who, you know, especially in their teens, who have... Honest to God, never heard a Zappa album.
And honest to God, I've never had a teenager call me up and ask if teens aren't into Frank Zappa. Of course, then again, we're not programming to teens.
That's just one example, though.
Yeah. That's a real problem. You know, what do you do when all the evidence points towards people not wanting to hear something? A concert doesn't sell well. The album doesn't sell well in the Twin Cities. We don't get a lot of requests for Frank Zappa. What do you do? You know, do we put them on anyway, shove it down your throat?
Well, it kind of works, because I know from personal experience, people, I have friends that have brothers and sisters who are, let's say, in high school, and they've never heard of King Crimson, so I play a couple sides. They go, hey, sounds like April Wine, you know.
King Crimson and April Wine?
Well, what's this band that did the version of 21st Century Schizoid Man? They redid it, and of course, they always think that
I think you're right.
Was the original. I say, no, that was a King Crimson tune from a long time ago. And they go, hey, well, I like this stuff. And it isn't that hard to get them to realize that.
No, we play King Crimson quite frequently.
Well, you might play Core of the Crimson King.
And 21st Century Schizoid Man.
Which is from that same album, but I guess I've got to say, KQ is still the best rock station.
Well, thanks.
Especially on the weekends. Sure.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes. Is there any special way to find out about your different programs that you have on, the special ones?
Our special programs? Well, we always talk about them on the air. You can call the...
There's a lot of times that I and probably a lot of other people aren't able to listen to the show, you know, to your show all day long.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you, you can call the concert information line, which is updated daily, and each day it will tell you what special programming is happening that night, and that number is 546-2022. Other than that, they're talking about getting a street sheet back out. In print.
Right, because I moved here about a year ago, and when I first moved here, I think like about once at the beginning of the month you would have it like in 20 readers.
We used to do that, and we're trying to bring that back. That's something that's going to be coming out hopefully in the near future. So I'll make a note of it and hopefully push that along a little faster. Otherwise, the concert line every day will tell you what's happening.
Okay, and also, like, I've had some ideas for programs, and I was wondering how much you take into consideration people's letters for, you know, special hour-long, two-hour-long shows.
Quite a bit. Yeah, letters are great. Letters are great. We read every one of them.
Okay, and at the end of the show, will you give the address?
Sure, no problem.
You want to give that out right now?
Okay, 917 North Lilac Drive, Golden Valley, and it's 55422, zip code.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering why the show is more programmed to adults than teens.
Well, because that's just pretty much the audience that we have picked out and decided that we want to shoot for is 18 to 35-year-old people. You know, every radio station goes after one group of people. I don't know, you know, why they decided to go after... I think it's a neat group of people to program to myself.
Well, like, because in school, like, most... We have, like, a split lunch and stuff, and a lot of kids have, you know, the portable radios and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They're playing KQ and stuff, and, you know, when you have it programmed to adults, they don't always want to listen to the station.
No, but, you know, we don't program singularly to adults. Play a lot of AC/DC, you know.
Yeah, that's good, but, and, you know... A lot of, like, the Led Zeppelin stuff, like, a couple callers ago, a guy said, you know, putting down Led Zeppelin stuff, but, you know, even though a lot of adults are like Led Zeppelin.
For sure.
And a couple callers ago, I was just going to comment about the guy who said he hasn't known any teens that know about Frank Zappa, but I think he's excellent.
Great.
Really good.
Great. Making a note of it.
Yeah.
We'll see how many Frank Zappa fans there are out there tonight.
Okay, let's hear from the Frank Zappa fans. Thanks for calling. We got to move along. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I'd just like to say today your Psychedelic 60s program was very good, and I think possibly the other radio station could be playing all this new stuff over and over, but why couldn't you play more specials all day like today?
Well, I tell you, we've really increased the specials. Every weekend we're doing something different, and every night at midnight we do specials. Got the electric lunch from, you know, at noon. We've got, you know... All kinds of specials.
Oh, and I was wondering, why don't you play some, like, Kraftwerk for headphones only or something?
Yeah, I've played Kraftwerk on headphones. And,
oh, really? I must have missed it that night.
Uh-oh, I've played it a couple of nights.
I think that people probably like some of that new stuff, but not all the punked-out stuff.
Punked-out stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hang in there, because Kraftwerk is definitely one of those bands that I try to get on headphones.
Yeah, thanks. Take it easy.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering why all that punk stuff you play, you know, why?
Punk stuff? What punk stuff do we play?
Well, I mean, there's a lot, like the Twin Cities beat, you know, and all that.
Uh-huh. That punk, huh? I think punk was something that was out on the West Coast about 2 years ago. I would classify
Sonny,
it a little
bit. I mean, a lot of people are starting to call you like a punk station, you know?
Punk station?
I mean, just part of it, you know?
Part of it, okay, sure. We do the Twin City Beat Radio Hour, which has some new wave material on it, as well as an awful lot of local music, and music that you otherwise wouldn't get a chance to hear. And from the calls tonight, you know, a lot of people are saying, why don't you play something different? Well, that's what we do on our special programming, and Twin City Beat is a great time to get some of that stuff on the air, you know? There, no doubt about it, there's people out there that enjoy the music, and although they may be a minority...
Well, don't you feel that the majority of your audience is younger? I mean, why do you try to appeal to the older people if...
The majority...
Younger than what?
Yeah. What do you,
younger
what's
than what?
Younger?
I mean, like in the teens, you know, you're
no.
aimed for the 18 to 35-year-olds.
No, the majority, looking at the ratings, the majority of our audience is 18 to 35 years old. The teens listen to other radio stations. just from the ratings, that is what our audience is, you know.
Well, I mean, like, sorry, another thing is, you know, a lot of the newer stuff, you know, it's coming out, like, I don't know, there's a lot of... new stuff that I just think is a lot of people, not just me, but a lot of people I know think it's just terrible. And
okay, well, that's your personal opinion, but then again, there's a lot of people that think the new stuff is great, and we do give it, you know, a couple hours a week, we like to get it on the air.
Well, I mean, just like a lot of the older stuff is just really good, you know. A lot of people I know just agree with that, you know. I mean,
okay, great. You know, we did a full day of the old stuff.
I don't mean just like the 60s, I just mean like the Zeppelin, you know. I mean, a lot of people saying that you play too much of that, and I just think a lot of people just think that they're good. I don't think you're really overplaying it.
I'm glad you don't think we're overplaying it. You know, we don't either. it's that simple, I guess.
Okay, do you have anything
else you
want to say?
No.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have four things to say. First of all, I think that your Sunday 60s on Sunday mornings is fantastic. It makes Sundays worthwhile, especially now that it's on AM, too, because
in a tow truck. It's just great.
Well, thank you.
Also, whatever happened to the mini concerts?
Mini concerts.
Yeah.
Three songs in a row, huh?
Yeah, something to that effect.
Well, we do double shots every Tuesday. It's nothing but
Tuesdays are great. You know, I think you should do more of that.
Okay, I'll make a note of it.
Okay, and also I got some words of wisdom for all those guys out there, all the partiers.
Okay, great.
Have some coke and a smile and take it easy.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Don't change a thing. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd just like to say something. I really like it how you guys, you know, direct your music and everything to adults. I'm 14 and I really can enjoy your radio and listen to it. And
well, that's good.
I'm a Ramones fan and I also listen to Frank Zappa.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Good night.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've got a question for you. I've heard that you and the other station are owned by the same people. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
It's not?
No.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
A little bit of rumor control here. Hello, you're on the air. Is anyone there?
Not.
Anybody out there? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to make a few comments about KQ in general.
Okay.
All right, I used to listen to the station quite a while ago and thought that I really liked the progressive atmosphere. But lately, I've noticed one thing I heard gentlemen saying earlier, is I think that KQ plays a lot of the same stuff over and over, and I don't think it's generally because of a interest in what the people want. I think it's more of a, well, what I read in the paper a while ago, it was more of a money, it was more like the people that run the station or own it thought that more money was made, like WDGY changing to their format too, to make more money.
That's what it's all about, isn't it, though? Radio, any way you look at it, is a business.
Oh, sure. But a business also has to take the interest of the people, too. And what I find myself doing is just, there's 101 and there's KQ as far as where my taste goes. And I find that both the stations play pretty much generally the same material. And, you know, I like the programs I like now. You know, like today was really good. You can hear some old stuff. But you're not generally going to hear any new material. But it's old, good stuff. That's when music was really good. And like the hits, even a long time ago, the hits that used to be played by Floyd and Zeppelin and were really good. And now it's really a general, like Billy Squire and AC/DC, the hits they play in them are just really, you can pretty much know what the next note is, and it doesn't really say much. There's too many songs that about rock and roll itself, you know, rock songs about rock. And another thing is, I just got into Frank Zappa too, and it wasn't, and a lot of groups I got into lately weren't because of listening to them on the radio, except a few, but I got into Frank Zappa through, I found a cassette on the road or something. I put it in my car and thought it was pretty good. It was Joe's Garage.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know he was, honestly, I didn't know he was in town. I would have went to it whenever somebody said he was there.
Well, he's coming to town again.
When's he coming?
29th.
And another thing is, I don't really care, but I've noticed that too about like Dave Dworkin or something, like that they do kind of give the idea that they've been high or they got high, which I don't really care, but I agree with the other gentlemen who say that. Another thing, it is true that if you play something for somebody, which that's the way I've gotten into a lot of music, is if somebody plays you a couple tracks, you might just like it. I mean, if you just made up your mind you're not gonna like it, you're obviously not gonna go for it, and that's what I think.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling.
Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to make a couple of comments.
Okay.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to comment about the guy who called up a little while back and said that, you know, he thinks that the disc jockeys make too many references to drugs and stuff. And I'd just like to say that, you know, I really don't think that, you know, there's anything really terrible about that or anything, but
I think that's this week's big deal. You know, it seems like every week there's got to be something happening, and this week it's references to drugs.
This is drug week.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I think it's just, you know, kind of all in fun and stuff like that when they do make references to it. And it's
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the amount of references that I've ever heard go out on the air, it's getting blown up an awfully lot, you know.
I mean, I really don't even pay attention to it. It's just kind of, it's all in humor to me.
That's it.
And so I really don't worry about it myself. And, well, I'd also like to say that I do think that sometimes you guys do play some music a little bit too often, like Blue Oyster Cult's Burning For You.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was hearing that song, you know, once or twice during every single shift that, you know, was on there that day. I listened to this radio pretty much, you know, all day.
Okay, well, that was, you know, that was when it first came out. You didn't hear it once or twice per shift. Maybe, you know, maybe once every 4, 5, 6 hours. But the thing is, with those new songs, and I'll tell you exactly why you hear them, you probably listen to the radio an awful lot, huh?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Most people don't. Most people will turn on the radio for 15 minutes at a time and maybe listen to the radio a maximum of 2, maybe 3 hours a day. And when they turn on the radio, they want to hear that song, that new song that just came out and they heard once and really liked it. They want to hear it again. And if they don't hear it, they'll go someplace else to hear it. And that's why when you have those new tunes coming out, you know, just perfect example is the Stones' Start Me Up Now. You got to repeat them a little faster than the old stuff because people want to hear it. It's as simple as that. And they don't listen long enough, you know, and in one sitting to, you know, always catch it unless you repeat it frequently.
Yeah, but, you know, I kind of like to hear some of the, like, some of the other music off the Blue Oyster Cult album. There's quite a few good songs on there, but the only one I ever really hear is Burning For You. And, you know, I think some of the other songs are good, and I think it's the same with a lot of albums.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of Rush that you don't play, which I think is really good, and a lot of Floyd, and, you know, there's a lot of groups like that.
Okay, play a lot of Floyd, play a lot of Rush. You know, there again, if you're...